Yemen.
Yeah, but you know, 5 times in a row, I tried to call you, and it says the wireless customer you are attempting to call is not available. So now here you are. Are you here?
Is that worth letting the audience know about that? Do you think they care? I mean, it's your show.
Now, I understand that, but I'm just telling you, we were supposed to do this at 4:20. Then you said 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now it's back at 4:20 today, and I'm trying to call you. And the thing is saying, you're texting me saying, are you going to call or not? And man, I've been calling you 5 fucking times. Okay, I'm not going to cuss. I'm going to try not to cuss today, okay? I called you five times. Okay.
We're all here now. We're excited for another episode of the Mr. Windy Show. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, fresh off a bender where he hasn't stopped drinking for what, 60 years?
You're a liar.
60
a liar.
Years. Here he is, Mr. Windy.
You're lying to people. You're lying to people because I'm only drinking a Natty Daddy right now. I should be drinking whiskey. And I've not walked to the store to get more whiskey because I was trying to get ready for 4:20. Then you said, tomorrow's 7:20 in the morning. I'm like, are you high? I'm not doing no goddamn show at 7. Paul said, yeah, you should do a show at 7:20. Drinking coffee. Right. I'll put some whiskey in it. But anyway, so I never made it to the store, so I'm not drunk. I can tell you that right now. I am not drunk. Not drinking. Well, I'm drinking Natty Daddies, but they're like a, you know, they're like a Budweiser, a grandiose Budweiser. They ain't shit to me. But listen, to gentry, there's so much crap going on now. You know, what about? You know, oh Lord, have mercy. I don't even know. They never gave me permission to talk. I don't know. You know, they're mad at me up here on the radio. You know, they're mad at me here. Yeah, you know, they're mad.
What did you do?
Well, they wanted me to go to jail and clear my name. And all that. Well, I found out through my attorney, Steve Coppell of the law firm Yeslow and Coppell. They're in Fort Myers. He looked into it for me. He said, they're going to fine you. Yeah, they're going to put you on probation. I'm like, why? Because she spit on me. I got to pay a fine and I got to pay every month probation. Well, that's what they're mad because you've been on the lam for over a year. Really? Really, really. So now what the radio station wants to do is have me clear my name. Well, to clear my name, I got to be put on probation and pay a fine and pay every month and come back to Traverse City every month. You call that clearing my name? So what I wound up doing, I tied on a little buzz and I lashed out at people who are, in my mind, trying to make a... They got to cover 4.5 hours, I understand. But me being put on probation and me being had to pay a fine every month, I just don't think that's fair for me to be a part of the 4.5 hours they have to cover. So I lashed out at him on Facebook. I said, listen, you want to talk about me? Let's talk about you. So I said a couple of things, but I didn't say anybody's name. I just said a couple
of
things.
Well, what do you mean when you say a couple of things? What did you say?
Well, the same kind of shit that Joe Scott just told me back when we were on our show down there, you know this about this, you know this about that. No, I didn't know that. I didn't know. Yeah, well, here's this, here's that. Well, I mentioned that, but I did it incognito. I didn't mention any names. I just mentioned cities and things. And then the people who know that I was talking about them said, you didn't mention my name. You didn't mention anybody's name, but we know who you're talking about.
Who is this name? Can you give the name now on your own show?
Well, it's Omelet. Omelet's mad as hell at me.
Oh, shit. The old man's pissed at you. Why? So he's mad because you wouldn't go to jail?
He's mad because not because I wouldn't go to jail.
Because you lashed out.
Because in exchange for going to jail, I said, why don't you go to jail? I'll go to jail. You go to jail, too. You know, there's people hunting you. There's people hunting me. So I'll go to jail. You go to jail. We'll meet there. Let's both go. Let's both get out the same day. And so he told me, he said, well, I thought you and I were friends, but we're not. We're not friends. You're not my friend. You know, I don't want to go to jail. I'm not going to jail. And he doesn't want to trade. You know, I'll go to jail if you go to jail. And no, he don't want to do that. So we're not friends anymore. And that's fine, Gentry. You know, I got my Social Security all approved December 20th. I start getting my $1,100 a month.
So you don't need no friends if you got $1,100 a month, huh, baby? You are striking gold. Woo! Woohoo!
I'm not actually saying that, but well.
Well, you kind of followed it up with that.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
That if people want to quibble and they want to say, well, you did this and you did that and you did this, I hung the phone up on him. I just hung the phone up. I was like, I'm not listening to this shit. I just hung the phone up on him. I don't need it, man. I don't need it. So I'm not bad mouthing them. I apologize on Facebook because I lashed out at them, not at them. Yeah, at the people that want to see me, you know.
So is this going to be like a bit for the radio?
For them.
Yeah. What was the bit going to be? Like they were going to film you getting in handcuffs and stuff like that?
Yep. And then I'm out in a day.
Now, why would you do that for their show when you could do it for your own show? I'm for it. Let's send you to jail on your own show. Let's do it.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell them. I'm like, man, you guys are, you know, you guys, I understand you're trying to do a show. I understand that. You know, 4.5 hours to cover. I hear Vince to talk about it all the time. We got to cover 4.5 hours. Okay, great. But I can't be the one, you know, for what they want me to do, go to jail, then get put on, get fined, probably $1,000, probably be put on probation for a year, come back and pay Traverse City every month for probation. It's not that all as easy as they say. Come here, you'll be in and out in 1 hour, right? And I'll be back every month and pay and don't drink and don't smoke and do all this shit. For somebody spitting on me, a woman, if you call her that, a woman, dog, man dog, whatever you want to call her, you spit on me and then I retaliate by just saying, you must not want to live very long doing that. You know, you obviously you step in front of a bus, whatever you make, fly on an airplane, motor falls off, whatever. So she files charges on me saying I've threatened her life. And now I got to go fess up and say, okay, I'll put me on probation, find me, and make me pay probation every month. Traverse City has a reputation. Come on vacation, leave on probation, and come back on violation. This is the mantra of that county, Grand Traverse County. Come on vacation, leave on probation, and come back on violation. And this is what makes... Okay, Judge, you're going to pull all that bullshit. Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead. You talk down for a minute. So anyway, Sean, I'm just not doing that. And I'm sure they're going to hear me. They're going to hear me saying that I'm not doing that. And So I'm not doing that, and they're mad at me, and that's fine. You know, I'm trying to get by, Gentry. I'll be 62 now in less than a month.
Man, you're getting old, man.
No, that ain't shit. You know that. 62 ain't shit. Okay, so.
Does your dick even still get hard at that age? I don't know.
Hey, listen. There are women that I roll around with, and we could call one right now. We could call one. But your phone, of course, ain't going to work. Of course, you'll play that bullshit. We'll call a woman right now.
Okay, what's her number? I bet she won't answer because every time nobody answers.
No, bullshit. You never. Okay, let's do it. Ready?
Hold on. I gotta get the phone ready, and you gotta give me the number. Hold on a second. Let me do this. Okay, what's the number?
231-44. Call her up.
If she'll answer. This says it's you in my phone.
That ain't me. That ain't me, you dumbass. 1644 ain't me. No. Hang on. Let's see. 231.
Give your call, so leave a message, and I'll call you back.
Okay, that's her.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording...
All right, leave her a message.
I am.
Go ahead.
Honey, baby, call us back, will you? You're on my show right now. Gentry wants to know if my cock still gets hard. And Gentry is one of them ones that he likes to visualize things like this. He wants me to squirt my shit in a cup so he can visualize that. Well, now he wants to know if my cock still gets hard. And as you recall, you used to tell me, looking at my cock, you'd say, oh, my God, it's so hard. Okay. Well, tell Gentry. I'm not going to tell Gentry my cock gets hard. You tell him my cock gets hard. We'll call you back. 944-1620. I remember your number. Okay, we'll call you back.
But, Fuck you, man! Fuck you, okay. man!
You're going to do that shit, Gentry. Same shit. I was going to get a girl. I was going to get a girl, a woman on the phone to tell you about my cock, but
you,
no.
You say that, but every time you try to call them, they never answer.
Try her again.
I mean, that's riveting radio. I don't really feel like calling her again. Okay, we just wasted some time.
You know what? You're going to do this shit again. Same shit.
Why don't you have a fucking show prepared? I mean, all you've done is complain.
Yeah, but you know why? You know why, you fucking crack dealer? Let me tell you something. You told me that we're going to do the show at 7:20 tomorrow morning.
No, I said 4:20 today, and you didn't call.
No, then you sent me a text and said 7:20 tomorrow.
And then I said that was the wrong person. I texted you back.
Okay, well, wait a minute. When I sent you a text back saying, who the fuck are you talking to? Are we doing a show at 7:20 tomorrow, or are we doing a show at 4:20 today? You never texted me back. Who the fuck are you talking to when you say we're doing a show at 7:20 tomorrow? And then you text me, I was texting the wrong person. So now, do you know who the fuck you're talking to? Now you're talking to me. Are we on at 4:20 or are we on at 7:20 tomorrow? Well, Paul up here says, you should just put it off. Don't worry about doing your show prep. We'll get all your shit ready and we'll watch the news tonight. We'll get a good show ready for 7 o'clock in the morning. And then now you fucking text me and say, why ain't you calling? Wait a minute. You said 7:20 tomorrow morning, and then you said I'm talking to the wrong person. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, when somebody texts you and says, I'm sorry, that text was for the wrong person, we're still on for 4:20, that's what I mean when I text you that.
Wait a minute. I texted you back after that. I said, do you know who you're talking to? Are you texting the wrong person again? You already texted the wrong person and said, we're on at 7:20 in the morning. Now you're texting me saying we're on at 4:20. Do you know you're talking to me? Are we on at 4:20?
We're on the air now. I'm hoping you have something to do on the show. Jesus, it's such a fucking boring show, man.
Okay, now you're making me move my shit away. You know, and you know what? And you know, it's terrible because I should have gone to the store. I should still go to the store. But let me see what I'm going to do.
You said you had a big tribute for Big Papa on the show today. You said you've been needing to do a show. Now here we are. I'm ready for a show.
But Big Papa never clarified with me if I should, you know, talk about his situation. I asked him about it, and he said, So he never said, you know, talk about it. So I can't talk about it. You know, I don't want to talk about it. It's not. It wouldn't be fair to him. But maybe let's see what. Okay, well, you want to talk about shit going on in the fucking news? You want? I'm gonna quit cussing. Okay, we'll talk about your buddy.
Yeah, we can talk about some stuff going on in the news if you want.
Yeah, what do you think about Taylor Swift Mark Kelce over there in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think she's a tight end as well as him. They're both tight ends.
And she's got a little bit more money than he.
Which tight end do you like better, Mr. Windy? Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift?
You know what, Gentry? See, you're doing the same.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
No. You're trying to get me to visualize what I would be doing with either one of them.
I just know you'd rather have Kelce's hairy ass than Taylor Swift.
Okay. No, you're fucking aggravating me, man. You keep talking about this kind of shit. You don't have any evidence.
They're both tight ends. All I asked you was which tight end you want to be with. That's all Gentry. I said.
Gentry, I am asexual. Do you know what that means?
It means you'd fuck them both?
No, it means I wouldn't fuck either one of them. And I wouldn't fuck you, and I wouldn't fuck Yandel, and I wouldn't fuck any of your fucking Paul or that guitar player you got. I don't want shit to do with any of y'all. Y'all leave me the fuck alone. I don't like men. I don't like women. I don't like dogs. I don't like cats. I don't like fish. I don't like anybody. I'm bisexual. Buy my fuck. Oh, here you go with that shit again. I'm glad I got my headphones on here. But so we're done with Taylor Swift. We don't give a shit about Taylor Swift.
All right. Did you hear the other story we could talk about?
Which one?
Do you know the Congresswoman Lauren Boebert? Have you heard of this woman?
I have heard of her.
Did you hear about what happened with her?
I have not heard what happened to her. I've been watching the war in Ukraine. I pay $89 a month for internet TV so I can keep tabs on the war in Ukraine.
Where, well, what is the latest on the war in Ukraine? Are you ready to, do you think at 62 you could go kill a few Russians if needed to be?
Well, listen, Gentry, if you know what, you should do that. You should do that. Find out, because they have people that go over there. And if I was to think about doing that, you know, I want a 203 grenade launcher. Yendo will know what a 203 is. I want a 203 grenade launcher that throws a grenade 400 yards. And I'll go throw grenades 400 yards at those motherfuckers. I'm not shitting you. But how would I go about, who would I contact? If I was like, hey, I'm an expert marksman on an M203 grenade launcher. I'll go over there and launch grenades at them fucking Ruskies. Who do I talk to get over there and do that? And you know what? I'm not shitting you. For the fun of it and for everybody, motherfucker, don't do shit, motherfucker, don't do that. I'll go over there and call in live on their show from fucking Kiev or any of them places over there.
I think I got it figured out how you could pull this off.
Yeah.
You may have to do a swap where you turn yourself in for these heinous charges they have towards you. You turn yourself in, and in turn, rather than getting on probation and going to jail, you go over to the front lines, kill a few Russians. You think that's a good swap?
I'll tell you what, if they could hook it up, I mean, who? How am I getting this?
Talk to your lawyer. Talk to your lawyer and see if he can work that deal out.
My lawyer's in Florida. The lawyer up here is their lawyer, and they're not really. I'm not paying him, and my lawyer in Florida has already been paid. But I will run that by him. I really will. I said, look, man, but wait, my Gentry. I should be.
When are you going to turn yourself in, Mr. Wendy? It sounds like it's time to turn yourself in.
For what?
Why do you want to keep running from the law?
For what?
You've been running from all those deep, dark secrets from your childhood. Why would you want to run away from something else?
Listen, I want her brought on charges for spitting on me what started this fight, okay? Now, they're telling me it's too late for that. She filed charges on you, and you didn't file charges on her. Well, okay, so what? That means that she's a no process? She's nothing to do with her? Nope. Well, I'm not doing that, man.
You know how it works, man. When there's an altercation between a man and a woman, it's the man that's going to get in handcuffs. You know, last I checked, you have a dick and some balls, right?
And here you go with that again. And of course, you want to check that again. I'm sure you want to. Yes, you do. Yes, I have a cock, and I have exceptionally large testicles. And I know for a fact that you would love to set your sights on them and probably work something out with them. You know, but I can't do that, man. You know that. You keep making those jokes and shit. Like, I'm not doing that. But I will. I'm going to work something out with somebody somewhere. I'm going to work something out. Or.
What is the charge officially? Like, what are you facing? Criminal mischief?
Verbal assault.
Verbal assault?
Yeah.
And you got to go to jail for that?
Well, I went to jail in Grand Rapids. But then I get out in the morning and they say, okay, you got to be in court at 9:00. I'm like, in court at 9:00 where? They said, Traverse City. I said, I'm in Grand Rapids. It's fucking 8:00. There's no way I get there. So I missed that court date. So I called the court and I say, well, there's no way I can make it. They said, okay, we'll set you a new court date, 2:00. Wait a minute. I can't be there by 2:00. I have no ride. You know, son shit. The fucking guy, son shit, is what they call the guy who I work for, son shit. Son shit king, whatever the fuck he is. Son come king.
That's how you talk to your boss?
He's not my boss anymore. He had me arrested in Grand Rapids. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And he took his truck and left me with no ride and all this bullshit. So, yeah. His name is Son Come King. Sun Come King. I think he's Chinese. Sun Come King. And I'm talking about son, young boys. Yes, for sure. No question about it. Sun Come King. So he had me arrested and took his truck. And now I could not get back to Traverse City. And so I just left out. I left out with Tucker Paul. I went to Florida. I went to Florida. Went shrimping. I don't give a shit. But now they're trying to tell me that I'm dissing the court system by me not being there at 9 o'clock, by me not being there at 2 o'clock, and I had no way to get either one of them. The warrant is a 50-mile warrant. I'm 300 fucking miles away, and that Sun King told them that I was going to steal his truck and all this shit, and somehow he got me arrested in the motel parking lot. And I'm well more than 50 miles away. And them cops said, well, we got to check and see if they're going to extradite you. It's only a 50-mile warrant. You're way more than 50 miles away. And there's Sun Come King sitting right over there. He's smiling. He's all smiles. Yeah, yeah, I got him. I got him, yeah. Well, they checked for a half hour. I sit there, and they said, well, they're going to go ahead and have you arrested. They're going to come extradite you. No shit. No shit. So I get arrested. I'm in Grand Rapids jail.
But isn't the radio station going to pay your way out? Is that part of the trade or no?
No, no, no. Sun Come King is who I was plowing snow for. Had nothing to do with the radio station.
But you said the radio station wants you to turn yourself in. That's what you said.
But and what they want to do is they want to come pick me up and take me to jail. And then they'll, according to Finster, who's the one who's organizing this, then he will take me away from jail and take me back to where I was. But what about if they say you got to come back to court in a month? You got to come pick me up in a month? And then what they say, you got to go to probation every month. You going to take me to probation every month? They're not going to do that shit, man. They're playing a fucking game to make a fucking show. And that's why I wind up getting pissed off, is because you're looking to fucking ruin me. You are looking, you two, those two, not both of them. I'm not sure which and who to talk about. But you're looking to ruin me in order to make a show for you. And I don't think it's a fair trade. And so if they want to say, well, we're not friends anymore because we can't ruin you to improve our show, well, then fine, man. That's it. But I'm not fucking going there and fucking getting fined. I'm going to get fined.
Don't you think the radio station would pay the fine? What if you negotiated that?
No, they're not. They don't give a fuck about that. What they give a fuck about is somebody get beat down and tore up, and somebody who's one of the more popular members of their show, if we could tear him down and beat him down and just fucking ruin this guy, it would be great fucking radio. Great radio. And that's what I said on Facebook, and that's why they don't want to be friends with me anymore. So that's fine. But I'm not going to get tore down and thrown in jail and all that shit. Sorry, I'm lit. Yeah, I'm lit. I don't want to get fined, and I don't want to get put on probation, and I don't want to come back to Traverse City every month to clear my name. Are you shitting me? I didn't spit on anybody. I didn't punch her.
But do you think it's the fact that you won't do it or the fact that you ran your mouth and said bad things that he's mad at, or you guys aren't friends anymore? What do you think? It's more that you didn't do the bit or more of what you said?
Oh, it's definitely more of what I said. It's 100% of what I said.
Well, maybe you should do a formal apology here on the show.
I did that. I already did that.
Well, you sounded angry like about 10 seconds ago, like you wanted to beat him up.
I apologize on Facebook, and there's a guy up here called B-Man.
Apologizing on Facebook, you know, that's pussy.
Well, that's, I get you. You know what?
You should do it on your show, man. Like a real fucking man would do.
What do you want me to do here?
I want you to say you're sorry.
No, because I'm over that right now. I'm not doing that.
Come on, man. You should just say you're sorry and bury the hatchet. You know, Fenster's a good dude. Omelette's a good dude.
There's no hatchet to bury. B-Man or Brian Rogers got on Facebook and said, you should not grovel to anybody. And I don't like the word grovel. G-R-O-V-E-L, grovel. You should not grovel to them. Everybody knows your attitude goes off like, what's his name? The fucking guy who shot that girl? His pistol. What's that I forget his name. Fucking that actor that shot that woman in Arizona. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about on the movie set? Yeah. Alec Baldwin?
Okay, that's what B-Man said, that everybody knows that your attitude goes off like Alec Baldwin's pistol. So don't grovel to those guys. So I'm not going to grovel to them. I didn't think it was fair for me to try going to jail, be put on probation, and pay a fine, and pay a fine every month, and all just to bill, this is what they call it. We got to bill 4.5 hours. You know that. We're on the Joe Scott Show. We know what that means. You got a 4.5 hour show. What are you going to talk about on your show? Well, let's throw this motherfucker in jail. Let's see what happens. Put him on probation. Let's make him come back and pay him a month. For what? For what? For some stinky motherfucker spitting on me, and I should have clocked her.
I think you should apologize to Omelette. Go ahead. I got like some apology music. I think you crossed the line. You shouldn't have said what you said, man.
You don't even know what I said, Gentry.
You already told me what you said. You said he was a no good motherfucker, is what you told me.
No, I didn't tell you that he was a no good motherfucker. I said that I'm not willing to trade a fine and probation and come back to Traverse City every month, come on vacation, leave on probation, and come back on violation. I never said that he himself was a no good motherfucker. The situation that they're trying to get me to cooperate, this situation is a no good motherfucking situation. It's not good for me, good for their show. Oh, fuck. You want to talk about that? It's like fucking Robin Williams doing golf. Oh, fuck. This is brilliant. Fucking throw me in jail. Yeah, you got me on the phone. Yeah, you're live on there. He's in jail. He's handcuffed. Then you know what they'll do? They're not going to give me a ride back up here. They're going to leave me right there. I'd want to have to call Paul. Can you come to Traverse City? I'm out here walking outside the fucking jail. They fucking left. Very funny. I'm not balling for that shit, man. I don't need it, Gentry. I'm serious. I don't need it. And they can do whatever they want. You know, they're gonna hear what I say. But that's just I don't have a problem with them. It's just that they want to. Some people, there are people that enjoy seeing somebody else's downfall. If they see someone else's downfall, they feel like that raises them up when they see somebody else go down. And they tell me, we're just doing this because we're your friend. Right. You're my friend, and you want to see me go down. You know, you're my friend, and you want to see me go down. Well, now he calls me back and says, well, you're not my friend. Okay, good. So I guess you ain't going to want me to go throw myself in jail anymore.
Who called you that? Omelette called you and said, yeah. I don't want to be your friend.
Yep. He said, I thought you were my friend, but you're not my friend. I said, okay, fine. I hung the fucking...
Was that after you said what you said?
Yep. Sure was.
I could see why he would question friendship after you said that.
Well, you know, I didn't say anything bad.
What did you say?
I said, you guys want to, and this is what I exactly said. I said, you guys, talking about them two, you want me to come down there and turn myself in? You want me to clear my name? You want me to go to jail? You want me to get put on probation? You want me to come back and pay a probation fine? No more drinking, no more smoking, nothing. All for shit that I shouldn't be fucking fined or nothing. You guys want me to do that? Why don't we talk about you guys? You guys talk about our lives are an open book on the air. No, they're not. You're willing to make my life an open book on the air. Let's talk about your lives. And so I rattled off a couple of things that would be interesting about their lives to talk about. Why keep throwing me under the bus? Why keep
personal stuff? Like you went personal with it?
Yep. Sure did. Mm. Well, because you don't call it personal for me to come down there and go to jail and get put on probation and pay a fine and come back every month. And if you drink, you're in trouble for that. If you smoke pot, you're in trouble for that. I'm not going down there and signing up for that. No fucking way. There's no fucking way I'm going to go say, okay, I'll come pay $50 a month. I'll pay $500. I'll pay $50 a month. And I'll come back and do it every month for a fucking year. And this is all to make a fucking radio show I have nothing to fucking do with? Are you shitting me?
How often have you been going on the show and being a part of the show?
Well, not any in a week or two.
But before this instance, how much were you on the air?
They would call me about the second or third day, call the show. They would 2 or 3 days. What's going on? Finster was here. They did a promo up here. He was here checking the chickens out. We built the chicken coop. It's all good. Everything's all good.
Were you guys doing good bits? Was it good stuff?
Yeah, we went to his green farm, a fucking pot factory up here, which they're big sponsors of KLT. Green Farm, they're like that place you go to down there. You walk in there and buy your pot. And these people are really cool. They send me text messages. They send me emails saying, we got a special going on here, $100, 10 different kinds of killer weeps. I'll be right there. Okay, so.
Is Michigan one of those states you don't even have to have a license for it?
I almost disparaged you. Gentry, in this state right here, all you got to do is have a valid ID. Any state. Mine's North Carolina. Walk in there, they scan it, it goes to the computer, and then you get to go select all the different kinds of weed you may want to look at.
That's like California and Nevada. I just hadn't bought anything in Michigan yet.
Well, listen, man, it's incredible. It's incredible. There's plenty of weed, there's plenty of everything. And then, when you buy weed down there in Florida, you get that little bitty glass jar, that, like jelly comes in. Up here, you buy an ounce, you get a big old fucking bag, and it's got your name and your address and everything. So the cops pull you over and say, whose weed is this? They say, read the motherfucker. It's mine. Got my fucking name on it. My weed. I bought that weed. Yeah, it's my weed. Damn right. Michigan is a full 100%. If you want to smoke it, go in the store and show your ID and buy it.
And what happens if they smell that whiskey in that big coffee mug of yours?
At that place?
Oh, you know, when they pull you over and they see the weed, it's got your name on it. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Shaw. What about when they find the whiskey in that big coffee jug you carry around? What happens in Michigan?
Well, first of all, until I get my driver's license back, that won't be happening because I'm not driving. I'm in my van right now.
So in order to get your driver's license, you got to turn yourself in to the authorities?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about in Florida if you came to Florida to get a license?
Yeah, then they would say, I could have got my license in North Carolina. I could have got my license in North Carolina. I was all set up to get my license in North Carolina. This problem I have is only in this state right here, and it's only in Grand Traverse County. It's not statewide. It's only down there. Don't come within 50 miles of her house. And so I'm within 50 miles as the crow flies, but if you go down the road, I'm like 120 miles, so they're letting me slide, but don't come in 50 miles of her house. So, no, I come to Florida, and you know what? And I may do that, Gentry. They're calling for an absolute brutal, the way that everything's setting up. They're talking about it's going to be bad here this year. Bad. 10 feet of snow every day, 30 below zero every day. Somebody's calling me. I don't give a fuck. 30 below zero every day. And so, I may stick it out. I may not stick it out. I may wind up, let's see, how would I do that? I'd be wind up calling you, and I'd say, get me a Greyhound bus ticket from Gaylord, Michigan to Fort Myers. And then I'll come down there, because I'll have my money by then. I'll pay my, I got no problem with that. But I ain't got no way to do no internet, get me a bus ticket. And then I just said to the fucking bus station, man, you get on a fucking bus and get the fuck out of here and just don't. I'm going to make my van right here, my spaceship. It's going to be a summertime camper. It's going to be a summertime camper.
Where are you going to live when you come down here?
Your house.
No, you're not going to live here.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no, you ain't living here.
Who's going to beat me up, Faith?
It'll be my dog will bite you first, Rudy. Rudy will eat your ass.
I'll fucking do Rudy like I done you, man. I say, you know what I'll do? I'll walk up there with a fucking steak marinated in teriyaki sauce. I say, here you go, Rudy. And I'll throw him that steak. And while he's eating that, I'll come in and go through your bedroom and go through all your shit like you used to do me.
You do realize I'm always packing heat too here. You know, I if you're on my fucking property, you can have a bullet in the side of your brain, and I'll drape you right over the front door, and I'll tell them to come down and take your body out of here. But before you leave, I'll piss on the side of your fucking face.
Okay, so now watch this. So when I walk up behind you, and you don't have your pistol on you, you're playing around your truck, or you're outside there by the mango tree, the one tree, or you're somewhere, and I'm out there hiding behind that shed where I cleared all them trees off of them, that one shed back there, I'm behind, I wait for you, and I wait for you, and I wait for you. Then I run up behind you, and I tap you on the fucking shoulder. I said, where's your fucking gun you're going to shoot me with? You motherfucker. And then I fucking drop you.
That never going to happen because you do know that this plantation is covered with cameras. I get alerted on my phone when a fucking bird flies by my front door. You think your big fucking head's going to get by those cameras? I'll know fucking 5 minutes before you get up here.
You should never have told me that because now you know what I'm going to do? Now I'm going to bring this $400 Benjamin air rifle that I have, which has a laser scope on it, which I can hit 100 yards away with this rifle. I use it here for shooting cats and all that shit that are trying to kill our birds. I'll sit right there across you. I'll sit on your back fence. You know where I'll be. Back in the back where all them trees are crushing your fence and killing our green beans and shit. I'll sit back there and plink off every one of your fucking cameras.
Fuck you, man!
There goes that one. Then I'll go around the side. That one old man to the one side that don't like you because you cut all his fucking trees down off the fence. I'll go down that side, and I'll knock out that camera, the one right above it. I know where the cameras are at, Gentry. I helped you put them there, remember?
No, I moved them. You forgot I even had them, but now I got two or three extras. I got them on all angles, top of the roof.
Okay.
You won't be able to shoot these cameras out, and by the time you shoot one out, I'll know you're here. You have to have four or five other ones, and I'll be firing back.
Okay. So then what I'll do is, I'll wait up around the corner because you know you got to pull out, you got to go down, you got to make a left, you got to go down, you got to make another left, and you drive fast down there, you drive 100 miles an hour, you scare all the kids in that neighborhood, I understand. But if I'm on one of them corners behind one of them trees and you come by, are you still driving that white truck?
I ain't telling you.
Yeah, because, listen, I'll put a fucking brick right through the fucking window. Worse than the goddamn L.A. riots when they drug that guy.
Oh, you think you're wanted in Michigan? You're going to be a fucking wanted man in Florida, too. You try some bullshit like that, you little stick pussy motherfucker.
Try what bullshit?
Putting a brick through my fucking truck.
Well, fuck, why not? Why? Throw a brick through your window and just walk away. It's not that big a deal.
I ain't even worried about it because I know you're such a drunk. You don't even remember where I live. It's been 4 or 5 years since you've been here.
Oh, no.
You'll never fucking find this place.
No. Cypress Lake, you know, Cypress Lake in 75 or whatever.
No, that's not where I'm at. You're wrong. Way off. You don't even fucking remember where I live, you fucking drunk.
I'll find it. Okay, you're just trying to be funny. I understand that. But you know what? Nobody gives a shit about that, Jensen. You move on to something else. I'm not coming to your fucking house.
Let's talk about something fun. You want to talk about something fun?
You want to fucking aggravate me? I got no whiskey. Can you tell I got no whiskey?
Well, we got plenty of whiskey here at my house.
Yeah, you got plenty of whiskey. You got plenty of weed. You got plenty of every fucking thing.
Plenty of football. Have you been watching football, man?
I'm very disappointed in football. Very disappointed. Yeah, the Cowboys whipped the shit out of two people in a row, and they claim they're going to the Super Bowl. And then they go to lowly Arizona, who won't even make the playoffs, and Arizona whips their ass. So, if the Astros don't make the playoffs, and the Cowboys look like they're going to suck, you know what I can do? I can let my phone die, and I won't even recharge my phone. What do I need it for? You know, no Astros, no Cowboys, then I don't give a fuck.
The Texans won yesterday. Isn't that Houston? You know, isn't that their Texas team?
They're perennial losers. I'm a Cowboys fan.
What about the Longhorns? They're playing good.
Yes. That's one thing I have to look forward to. The Longhorns are doing good. Beat Alabama home. Yes, the Longhorns are doing good. That's my college favorite team. Texas baseball, Texas football, that's my college team. So they're doing good.
Did you see the Dolphins yesterday score 70 points?
Yes. And you know what? The team that they played was, I think, favored to win the game. I think they played who, Atlanta? No, I forgot who, but it don't matter. They were favored to win. A lot of people lost a lot of money on that game, I heard. Yeah, they were lost by 50. Okay, so the Dolphins, okay, good.
It was Denver. They was playing the Denver Broncos.
And Denver was picked to win. And they lost by 50.
I don't know what the line was. But what do you think about the coach at the end? He could have run the score up. I guess the record is from like 1966 where a team scored... I just looked it up. Okay, here it is. In 1950, the Rams scored 70. And in 1966, the Washington team, the Redskins, they scored 72. And I guess he could have broke the record, but he said, I didn't want to run the score up. I didn't want the record. Would you go for the record to respect the other team or not?
That's not funny doing that shit right there, you know, the score on somebody. Now, they did say that Joe Sebastian is on Alma's show. He's a sports bookie, and you can be on his show, and he does like 10 to 3. Yeah, he wins 10 times for every 3 times he loses. If you're a betting man, that's enough money to you can make money if you win 10 and lose 3 consistently. And he said that what was the question you were asking me?
Would you run up the score if you were the coach of the Dolphins and you could hold the record for the most points in a game?
The reason people do that, the reason coaches score extra points when they can, is because at the end of the season, if they wind up in a tiebreaker, one of the tiebreakers is points scored. So if you can get 3 more or 7 more, and at the end of the season you wind up in a tiebreaker, then the points scored, they're not going to say, well, you ran it up this game. No, I didn't. That's points scored.
I don't think that's true. I think they go off of your record against your rivals in your division.
I know that. When you tie that.
But then they go to the regular season record against the team. Maybe it's like after that, maybe.
Yep, it is that. You look at it, man. Points scored. Points scored and points scored against is like the third or fourth tiebreaker. How many people scored? If you're tied, if you're Dallas and New York Giants and you're tied and you guys got the same record, you beat them twice, they beat you twice, they got this, they got that. You go to the third or fourth one, how many people scored points against New York Giants? Oh, they scored 240 against them. How many scored against Dallas? Well, they scored 210 against them. Well, then you have that tiebreaker. And that's Sebastian.
I just looked it up. I think you have the wrong information. It says here, if two teams are tied in the division standings, the first tiebreaker is their head-to-head record. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Then, if they have the identical head-to-head record, the next tiebreaker is their divisional record, how you do in the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then following that, the next tiebreaker is their record against common opponents.
Okay. Who's next?
I mean, at that point, you fucking have already figured it out, I'm sure.
No, you're full of shit.
There's no way you're going to get through that many fucking things again. Oh, now we're to the sixth tiebreaker. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just telling you.
Telling me false information and your audience.
I'm repeating what I heard, that points scored and points scored against is one of the tiebreakers. Now, what you're saying, well, you done went through 3. There's no way you're going to get through them 3. Well, why don't you go to the next one after that? And if they do get...
Okay, the next one is tiebreaker is their conference record. What they do inside their conference. That's the one after that. And then comes strength of victory rating, a figure determined by calculating the combined winning percentage of the opponents a team has defeated. Who defeated the teams with the higher winning percentage? Next in line, if you want to keep going down the fucking line, I got the NFL rule book right here. Good. Next in line is a team's strength of schedule, followed by net points in divisional games. That was a non-divisional game, so it didn't matter.
Wait a minute. Shut that. Wait. Hold on.
Net points in divisional games.
So what, Gentry? It's what I'm telling you. It's how many points you scored in your division. That's what I'm telling you. It's not all of football. It's in your division. We're trying to break a tiebreaker, and that's exactly what Sebastian said. SebastianSports.com. There's a point.
Sounds like the guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, truth be told.
Bullshit. He makes a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, he takes everybody's money. Call me now for 4 hot picks. 1-800. Fucking I got the picks. Call me now. Okay. I'll give you the hottest picks in the land. Pay me fucking 200. I'll give you all the winners.
I guess you.
At the end of the day, he's winning. You're fucking goddamn right he's winning. He's taking dumbasses' monies. Telling you about tiebreakers. Bullshit.
Just think about it. You know what? You want to talk about taking people's money? Let me tell you something, you filthy fucking little scumbag.
Please.
You guys, you guys tried to talk me into getting into that fucking Bitcoin shit, remember? When I was at your house and I had several thousand dollars to spend and Jay Yandel was trying to get me to log in and buy that Bitcoin.
Again, what did you say? Who told you that?
Jay Yandel.
Okay, what the fuck does that have to do with me?
Because you know damn good and well, you and your buddy Paul, he also does that Bitcoin shit. How are they doing now? I heard Bitcoin went down and everybody went down with them. Is that why you don't hear from them guys anymore? Because I almost made a terrible mistake, another terrible mistake, by getting in on this goddamn Bitcoin shit. I don't hear any more about Bitcoin. Do you still have Bitcoin?
I still have some Bitcoin, and I'm actually up on my Bitcoin because I got in early.
Yeah, you're one of them. You're one of them.
I'm up on my Ethereum, and I'm just waiting for it to pop, and then I'll stop answering your calls. You know, like you don't care about Omelet because you're getting your fucking Social Security. I won't care about you when I make money on Bitcoin.
I care about Omelet. Don't get me wrong. Omelet and I, we have our tizzies, and it happens. We've had many of them over the years. We had them when I was down there. If you remember, when Omelet auditioned for the Joe Scott Show, when I was getting pissed off that he was making more money than me, he grabbed his notebooks, and he said, "That's okay, Mr. Winnie, because I know you don't like me either." And he walked out of the Joe Scott Show, and you were right there. And I was like, "Oh, wait a minute now. I'm not saying I don't like you, but well, he didn't like me because I was arguing about, why is this guy making twice as much money as me when I was here first? Well, because he's been in radio for 20 years longer than you. Well, then it seems like he should be running the show." Well, now he is running the show. He's Joe Scott. He runs his show. It's Omelet and Pinster. It's not the Joe Scott Show. It's Omelet and Pinster. And it's Omelet. It's Omelet. No, Nico. No. Dog's trying to get. No, I can't do it right now. I'm talking to a dog. Nico, go away. So Omelet made it to the top. It's Omelet. It used to be called the Omelet Show. Then it was Omelet and Friends. Then they never said Omelet and Rick Coates, but now it's back to Oh.
They never said Omelet and Mr. Windy.
That was way back when, before he and I got in our original fight. He said, if I ever lose, it was Omelet and Charlie and this guy named Jack. He said, if they ever get fired right here, I'm going to hire you to be Omelet and Mr. Windy. Okay, well, we got into a fight at Buck's Bar, and he was fucking with my hat and doing a bunch of shit, and I called him some nasty names, fucking sloppy, fucking drunk, fucking all kinds of shit, and he told me to get out of his house. I was staying at his house then, and that's when I moved to South Boardman. So when I moved there, that's when he hired Pinster. He called back to Connecticut and hired Pinster. So it's not Omelet Pinster. They're a great show. They got a great band. Twisted Pinster's a great band. Ninja Dave, Pound and Paul. You got a good band. You know what? I should send you some videos of Twisted Pinster and send them some videos of your band, because they're pretty hard rocking. But you guys are fucking nuts. The one you sent me, that fucking guitar player you got, Jesus Christ, it's terrible. So
you said he's terrible?
No, it's terrible that when you compare the style of music of the band that you're in with the style of music of the band that Twisted Pinster is, they're a cover band. You guys are hard rocking, acid rock, fucking Metallica, Megadeth, fucking bang your head, smash your guitars. And I asked you, I said, who the fuck is that on drums? And you said, that's me on drums. I was like, what the fuck? Who's that on guitar? That's fucking, what's that mess?
Sanderson.
What kind of name is that for a Mexican?
I think that's his mother's last name.
Okay. His dad must be a chili pepper. I don't know. But he's a great guy. I like him.
He can play a hell of a guitar.
Yep. Listen, I love it, man.
And we got a Porno Paul on bass.
Porno, and you know what? Let me tell you something about Paul. That's good for you to call him Porno Paul, because
he's been in a porn or two, you know, Paul.
Well, and you know how I know that?
Because you were in it and he was fucking you in the ass?
No. Because when we were working on your studio, remember when we were working on your studio, we were putting all that sheetrock and putting all that stuff and painting that stuff and everything, and I was up on a ladder, and that guy was holding the ladder. He didn't seem to have much of a problem putting his fucking beak right in my fucking snatch. I'm not telling you.
Yeah, I think he's comfortable, you know, around a sweaty asshole, I believe. Porno Paul on base.
He was in my fucking snatch, man. He wasn't in my ass. He was in my snatch. And I was like, hey, you stand over here. I got to hold this. No, you don't. No, you don't. You stand here, Paul. And then we'll work on that other shit out back later. But I listen, I like the guy. I like the guy.
And then we got Jay Van on the keys. I don't know if you've met Jay Van.
Maybe once or twice when we were wiring your house, illegally wiring the plantation. Did they ever sue you? Did you ever get insurance? How are you keeping that fucking place? When I left there, they were threatening to kick your ass to the fucking curb. How'd you do it? You scammed somebody, didn't you?
No, I just I got some good contractors. This place is all dialed in now.
Yeah.
And you'll never find it because you can't remember where I live. Did you had too many shots of whiskey?
No, I'll tell you what. That Kitty Road, KIDE or Kindle or whatever it is, it runs right by your fucking.
you're fucking talking about Texas. That ain't Florida Road.
I don't care if I got to walk for fucking 3 months. I'll find that fucking place, and you'll fucking pay me when I get there.
You'll never find me, ever.
Okay, but. So anyway, get to something good, man. Okay, wait. It's nice to talk about omelet. Listen, they will hear this show. Okay.
I'm going to play one of our love songs that we made, our band, because we do more than just rock. This is like a love song. This is going to be your chance to... I know you said you love omelet and you want to apologize.
I didn't say I love omelet. We're old friends and shit. But
so just go ahead and apologize to him now and tell him how you really feel. How you haven't been able to sleep the last couple nights. And it's really been weighing on you, I can tell. So go ahead and clear it up.
Play the music. I'll talk over it. Let me hear it. I'm getting in the mood. Okay, I'm lit. I'm lit. We're called I'm lit. People call you omelet, like a breakfast sandwich. But it's actually I'm lit. Because when you were young, you were so fucking drunk all the time. You were lit. So you're I'm lit. So I'm lit. You're upset because... You took offense to something I said because I didn't like you threatening my freedom. And so, for that, go fuck yourself, man. I don't give a fuck. Okay, how about that, Gentry?
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to apologize.
I did.
That's not apologizing.
What? Go fuck yourself is not apologizing?
No, you're supposed to say, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have said those things. I had a few too many that night, and I crossed the line. You know, our friendship means too much to me. I haven't been able to really get it off my mind because you mean that much. You know, those kind of things.
Okay, how about you do that? How about you edit this, and then when I said go fuck yourself, you put what you just said in there.
Okay, I just cut all that out. It's already out, and now go ahead and... Say what you really think. Go ahead. I cut that out.
No. I don't give a fuck what you put out. You talk, man. I'm not, you know what? I'm not apologizing for the way I am. I will never do that. I intend to live 125 fucking years old. And when I'm 125 fucking years old, when them little kids say, how do you get to be so old? I'll say, don't sweat the small shit, man. If your friends say, you're not my friend anymore, so what, man? Fuck off. I'm not trying to... Being friends with somebody is not going to help me live longer. I'm not going anywhere, Judgy. I'm going to be here till I'm another 60-something fucking years, like Robin Williams when the Scottish created golf, man. I'm not going anywhere, man. So I'll try to get along with my friends. You know, but I mean, they have to understand... That, you know, we're not in the same game. I'm a shrimper. I'm a crabber. Gulf shrimp, stone crab, blue crab, fucking everything. Hardcore blue-collar worker. I'm not one of them ones where you get to come in and sit around and run your mouth and get paid good money for it. I appreciate that they put the time in for that, and they deserve to be rewarded for it. But I have not done that, and that's why Dave and I... Remember when I got suspended on the Joe Scott Show, I suspended them when they suspended me. So I didn't give a fuck. You suspend me, I suspend you. I don't give a fuck. I'll go find something else to do. That's what life's all about, man. Life throws you fucking a curveball. You fucking whack that motherfucker out of the park and go find something else to do. And that's what I do, Gentry. That's what I'm doing. I will come back down there one day. I got to get back down to Port Aransas. Are you even still there? I don't hear your stupid-ass music. Here you go with this shit again. Okay. Let me tune my headphones out here. We're going to play this game again. I don't hear the music. They play the music when it's time for Rick Coates to do news and sports and shit, and you got to hear the cue. Then you got to know to start talking. And now I don't hear your mouth running, and you're not interrupting me. And we'll fucking finish this up by me saying, I don't have a problem with anybody. I don't have a problem with anybody. I'm all right with me, and I'm all right with everybody else. And as long as everything keeps going the way it's going, I'll be all right. And I'll see you again, and I'll see other people again. There's people in Florida I'll see again. People in Oklahoma I'll see again. There's people in California that thought they would never see me again, but I know where they live. Cripper Mills, Challenge, LaPorte, all up in the highway leading from Marysville into the fucking Sierra Nevada mountains and gold mines up there. I go up there and they'll say, I bet you thought you'd never see me again, huh? Yeah, well, here I am. So I'll see you again. I'll see Yandel again. I'll see Pete Arzola again. I'll see Edie Barsh again in Hawaii. I'll see fucking... I'll talk to this motherfucker all the way until I get tired of fucking listening to you. And I'll see... Who did I say? Mackie Ward, yeah, I'll see him. I'll see you. I'll see Jesse down on the shrimp boats. I'll see Jesse again. I'll see everybody again. It's just that right now, I'm just like chilling, man. I am trying to get to December 20th. December 20th is when I get my $1,100 a month, every month from Social Security for the time that I have put in. And for $1,100 a month, I got to believe that I can get by somewhere. I may have to move to the fucking homeless camp out there in Arizona where you ain't got to pay nothing. I get $1,100 a month. I'll eat like a king at that Gilby's or Jibby's or whatever the fuck the name of that town is in Arizona. So anyway, once again, as usual, I'm talking to myself. So you ain't talking back. I know you're not there. Yeah, you go, hey, fuck off. Yeah, you're not there. I don't know. No more music. Yeah, you're not there. I'm watching cars go by, waiting for a deer to go out, turkeys, everything. I don't give a shit. I am in high cotton where I am. I am in high cotton. My bed in my van is fucking deep. You know, I enjoy sleeping every night. I'm by myself, and here's something you'll really like. Here's something you will really like, Gentry. I sleep with no clothes on. No clothes, none. And I got a big bed, and it's very comfortable. And I sleep with my legs this way, and my legs that way, and my arms this way. And I roll over, and I on this side and on that side. And you know, if you had a way to get in that back door, and I was rolled over on my back, you know you'd be all about that. You know it, man. I know it, and you know I know it. So it's all good. So got a great place to sleep. I'm looking right at it. I'm in my lazy boy. Electric suede leather recliner right now. And if I want to, I'll get right in the front seat and start this motherfucker up and drive that motherfucker to Key West if I want to. I got to have a starter button because I need two people to help me start it because you got to squirt gas in the carburetor and start it. That's another story altogether. But anyway, okay, so good bed, good chair. I got booze, not booze. I got beer. I got smokes. And I got good food over there. Getting ready to go eat some good food. But for you, go ahead and end this wherever you end it, because I know how you're playing this fucking game. When you play that music, Star Wars shit, oh, that's the end of the show. Okay, fine. So I'm pissing in the wind. Okay, fine. How long am I going to piss in the wind? Well, the wind is blowing right in my face. But the piss is not hitting me. It's actually right outside the door right there. I got to throw some sand over that, because if you don't throw some sand over that, every time I piss in the same spot, it starts smelling like piss. So anyway, I'll see you soon. I'll see the people in Port Aransas, Texas soon. I'll see the people in Bartlesville, Oklahoma soon. I'll see the people in Cripper Mills, California soon. I'll see Fort Myers soon. Okay, I don't know when soon is, but I can tell you right now. It's on the schedule. They're in my light. You are in my light. That's what one motherfucker told me one time, owes me money. You're in my light. I can't go to the store and spend. I'm in your light. How about you give me the fucking money you owe me? You're in my light. I don't give a fuck about your light. Give me my fucking money, man. And these motherfuckers still owe me money over there. They still owe me money over there. So now I'm doing like crazy Karen. And she's probably going to listen to this show. And she is crazy. But she babbles on like this, too. That motherfucker will babble on for 3 fucking days. And God damn you if she sends you a text, because the text, oh, my bad, from her will go on for 3 pages. Okay, so that's crazy. Now I'm crazy Karen. You might as well start calling me KK. I'm KK, because I'm talking for fucking ever, and ain't nobody fucking listening. And so, but the cars are going by. They're pretty cars. There's turkeys out there. There's chickens. I got a badass garden. I got a nice view right here. So, let's see. Let me go ahead and let's see how long you leave this shit going, Gentry. Because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to drink me some of my natty daddy. And then I'll come back at you in about however long it takes me. Then I'll see if you're still there. There's a Joe Scott bullshit where you let me talk for 3 fucking days. And then you fucking break it up and go to commercials and play music. Go and play music. And then come back and say, let's see what he's doing. And I'm still talking just like this. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, fuck. And then you break up again. So here I am. I'm going to drink this fucking beer. And then I'm probably going to give you a chance to say, you know, go fuck yourself. And then that's what I'm going to wind up doing here. Let me go ahead and look at you. Can you hear that beer? It's echoing in my mouth. Wow, that's wild. Where the fuck did I get that from? All right, Judgy. I think you cut this off. Where are we going to cut it off at? What do I got to do? I still got to walk 5 miles to the store, get me some whiskey and some more natties. Probably head over to McDonald's over there and get me some chicken nuggets. Even though we did a bunch of chicken nuggets on the grill last night. No, not nuggets, but chicken. Yeah. But anyway, Gentry, I don't care where you cut this motherfucker off at. You know, you figure it out. You edit shit. You take shit in. You put shit out. Do whatever you fucking got to, man. I hope my fucking beet juice is on the way. I hope you ain't fucking bullshitting me. I need that fucking beet juice. We forgot to talk about that. I need that fucking beet juice. And then after that, I'm not going to hit you up for after that. Oh, a heater. I got the Romex, and I got the breaker run all the way across the 250 feet of this property. So next up, once you start making more money, I'm going to be needing some kind of electric. I got a badass propane heater here, and I got a badass everything here. But if I don't have enough oxygen, because it's an indoor heater, it will shut off. And I could freeze to fucking death. So I need to get me an electric heater. So go ahead and look on Amazon. I need one of them little square electric heaters. They're about the size of 2 or 3 or 4 shoeboxes. A little square one with a little fan in it. Because it's going to be cold here. 27, 25 below zero. 8 foot of snow every fucking day. Listen, you should watch Robin Williams, How the Scottish Invented Golf. That's no bullshit. Let me give you my idea for a fucking sport. Okay, that's what I'm doing right now. Here's my fucking sport. I got the robots at the breaker. I need a heater, and then I got to get ready for a fucking brutal winter. That's my idea for a fucking sport. I'm going to feed these chickens tomatoes and corn out of the garden and okra. I'm going to feed them everything. And then I'm going to feed them again, and then we're going to fucking eat those motherfuckers. That's my idea for a fucking sport, okay? And don't forget about these people up here. These people are good to me up here at this hardware store, man. When I go into this hardware store, Gilroy's Hardware here in Mansalona, them people are all smiles, and I pretend like I don't know them, and they don't know me. But I know they know me, and but I don't know them. But okay, so hello, Gilroy's. See you soon someday. What do I need now, Gilroy? I need that heater, Jesse. All right, man. Let me see what I'm going to do. I'm about out of beer. I can tell you that right now. I got 1/3 of a can of a Natty Daddy left. I ain't got no whiskey. I ain't had no whiskey. Ain't it funny how I can sit here and just switch around in my chair? Look, I'm looking around. I ain't holding my phone. I don't know if you can hear me. But I'm looking to the back of the van, to the front, out the side. Here's my beer. Let me hit that again. Yeah. So anyway, we'll work on a better show. I don't give a fuck, you know. Just as long as you stay connected to Amazon, I'm going to wind up needing a heater. I'm going to wind up needing some kind of electric heater. And then I got the Romex and all that shit. I got to run it out here and get ready for a brutal winter. I'll be doing my show from 8 feet of snow. Okay, but that's way later. All right, Jenchi. Well, you know what? The worst part about this whole fucking thing is, here's what will really, really, really make me fucking mad, is if you hung this motherfucking phone up at the time that I stopped hearing the music, and I've been talking for 15 fucking minutes for fucking nothing. This is where I wind up, you know, this is where when I have got to see him again because you're wasting my fucking time, man. I could be on my way to the fucking store right now getting fucking whiskey. And here I am sitting here bullshitting with you. So I'll listen to the show and I'll find out where you cut me off at. And I'm going to find out, like, I'm getting ready to, I got about one-fourth of this natty left. I'm getting ready to choke down this natty. I'm heading off the store. It's getting cold, starting to rain, all that bullshit. You cause me to have to sit here and talk to you for 30 fucking minutes when you ain't even on the fucking phone. I'm going to find out where you cut this show up, and then the next time I talk to you, I will be better prepared. So, I'm done talking. I got my beer right here. I got my... You want to hear me hit my fucking bong? Fuck you, Gentry. Watch this shit, motherfucker. Well, here, play this on your goddamn show. Well, whose show is this? Listen to this shit, motherfucker. You ain't got a bong like this. Why can't you hear it? Okay. That's a $155 fucking Chinese-made 15th century Ming Dynasty Chinese fucking porcelain bong. 15th century Ming Dynasty Chinese porcelain bong. Want to hear it again? Cost me $150 fucking dollars. Listen to this. This bitch right here will set your fucking twins on fire. You ain't got to worry about it because you ain't got none. All right, gentry, I got to smoke some pot. Got to get my way up to the store. I don't know where you cut this off at. You probably cut me off 3 hours ago. I don't give a fuck. We'll find out. And then I'll just get pissed off from there. All right, then. I'm not going to sit here. Let me see what my phone's on. How much power I got here? Why is it still showing your fucking number? What the fuck? 37%. Oh, fuck you. Get in. Get on. Get him out.